God. Ooh. Hooper. We're going to try and match the stars in today's match game, 74.
Yay.
Now, here's our host, Maximilian. Yeah. Now, first, we're going to need two contestants from the audience. Any two whatsoever. We're going to pick. You had your hand up first in the back. And you, sir. You two, come on up. Take your seat right there.
What?
You in the back with the mask. Yeah, you. Stand up. You and you.
Yeah, there's a lot for that way some hands back there.
Yeah, but I saw it go first, so I'll just
find out if you need it.
With this.
Nice pickle.
Hopefully, I won't need it too much during the battery.
Well, I have a charger. I can always charge it when I get back in. Well.
Alright, so first, we're going to introduce yourselves. What are your names? And tell us a little bit about yourself. Starting with you.
I don't really know.
You don't have to say too much.
I cosplay and I sew.
Alright, so we got Tula and we have Nimbus. Well, I will ask you a question. Your job is to try and answer their question with a blank. And if you can match their answers, then you get a point. And whoever has the most points at the end of the round will move on to our bonus level. If there is a tie, I will try and come up with a tie-breaking question for one of you to advance. So with that being said, here is the first question that I have on board for today. Of all the animals in the world, I believe the most popular might be the blank. It's just a shame that it smells like a waste management truck. And now, it's your job to fill in the blanks with... I should have given you these at the beginning, I'm so sorry. Take one.
What is the smell?
I'll repeat the question. Yes. So the question is, of all the animals in the world, I believe the most popular might be the blank. It's just a shame it smells like a waste management truck.
Ooh.
When you're done, just let me know and go. Alrighty. Now, every time you match one of their answers, you get a point. So, with that being said, what is your answer, Peter Bacon?
I would say the most common, the most popular animal in the world that smells like waste management truck would be the common furry.
Oh! Oh. 6-2-1. Right. 1-2-6.
Well, I'm a little bit biased here. I mean, not in my current attire here, but I went with the raccoon.
Yeah!
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I said fences because I kind of blanked out on the last part, so I was just like...
Yeah. Well, since one of my sonas is a fox, I'm a little offended, but okay.
It's a rather unique fox.
What about you?
Yeah.
Gotta run another raccoon. Raccoons are very popular.
All right.
And they all is down to you.
Well, first I was going to say hyena because they're somewhat furry trash. But instead I went and trashed my own kind, so I said wolf.
I am so sorry. No one matched your answer, so you get no points. So it is up to you. If you get at least 1 point, you move on to the next. Well, you move on to our bonus level. So, your prompt, panelists, listen up. So we got a dumb Donald question. I hope you guys know what to do with these.
Yes. I'm sorry, what question is this?
A dumb Donald question.
Dumb Donald
if
was so dumb.
If you're a person, you should know how to answer this.
I misheard you.
Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Perfect. Dumb Donald is so dumb. When I hired him to fill our pool for the party, instead he ended up fooling it with blank.
Oh.
Again, Dumb Donald is so dumb, when hired to fill our pool party, instead he wound up filling it with blank. Ready, and go. Is everyone done? Are you doing extra time? Alright, so you guys ready?
Yep.
Remember, all you need is one match and you would win. So, with that being said, Dumb Donald is so dumb. When we hired him to pool our pool for the party, instead of water, he.
Yeah, you gotta ask them first.
Get their answer. Or the other contestant's answer. The one who wasn't asked in the first round.
It's still morning and I haven't had my coffee. Yeah. What is your answer? I'm sorry.
The answer what he filled the pool with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say beans.
Now here comes the part where I ask the panelists the question. So, Dumb Donald is so dumb. When hired him to fool our pool party, instead he wound up fooling it with
Jello.
That's
kind of
delicious. I
could
go for a Jello.
I was gonna call it Jello.
Even if I died for something.
Did it?
I want to say Dumb Donald had a little bit of a drinking problem, but he's willing to share. So what he did was filled the pool with Fireball.
I love that answer.
Hey, if he catches
the ball, I leave. All right, villager. It's up to you.
All right, so I said Jello. Because he may be dumb, but at least he has like.
Everyone seems to like Jello over here. You should go out
there. There's always room for Jello.
There's always room for Jello. Alright, cue a beer.
Wow,
I just thought it was a brainer.
Alright, Cooper. It's up to you.
Don't blow it.
I think panelists 1 and 3 have read my mind because I also said Jello.
God.
With a lot of Jello. But unfortunately,
Jello
or alcohol?
Yeah.
Jello.
Jello
or
alcohol?
Jello
shots.
Because no one has scored, we're going to have to reset a little bit and come up with a new question for you to answer. So with that being said, we're going to start off with the nervous since we started the first round. And, there is supposed to be one round per two people. But again, none of you scored, so I have to continue asking the question until at least one of you scored. It's pretty much a tiebreaker round at this point. So the first person to score at least any points would win at this point. So the next prompt that I have for you guys is, of all the animals known to lay eggs, I find blank the most interesting species, as it's the last animal you would think to actually lay an egg.
Oh, I don't know that.
So, of all the animals known to lay eggs, I find blank to be the most interesting of species, as it's the last animal you think to lay an egg. 3, 2, 1.
Someone.
Oh, you think so? Hopefully.
I certainly don't know.
I'll pick that up later. Is everyone done? Ready?
We're good.
I won't. At least not this time. Alright, Nimbus. Of all the animals known to lay an egg, I find.
The platypus!
Oh, yeah! That is the last animal you think to lay an egg. Alright, guys. Now it's up to you. Remember, in order for Nimbus to win, he needs at least 1 point. So, with that said, of all the animals known to lay an egg, I find that.
I'm so sorry, but. Platypus.
Oh. Yeah!
Oh. That means you win. Everyone else will know your answers. Tell them. You got.
Right. Well, I put the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny. And you got.
Do dodo birds lay eggs?
Probably.
We got another platypus over here and dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nimbus, congratulations. You got our first bonus question of the day. So what you're going to do is, well, first you can discard all those cards because I have to give you a new one. And your job is to pick one panelist that you think you'll be able to get this question right with. Or, if you don't approve of their answer, you can come up with one of your own. So which one of these would you like to get a suggestion from?
Number one. Oh boy, no pressure.
There you go. All right, so our first bonus question of the day is going to be, if you had to predict the nominee for Pet of the Year, your most likely guess would be blank. Now, it's of the top three answers on the board, you would actually have to get the number one answer to get our bonus prize. So, that being said, I'm going to give you a couple of moments to give us an answer. And if you agree with it, you can take it, or you can give us one of your own. So, I don't have to put a theme for this one. You just have to move your
thing. Yesterday,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong show!
But it kind of works though.
Indeed. Zero pressure. No. What do you
that's that guy.
Yeah. All the pressure.
Alright.
Really?
Oh, the top.
So,
oh, God.
If you had to predict the nominees for Pet of the Year, your most likely guess would be blank.
The family dog.
The family dog.
I might just be
so,
a little biased.
Okay. He says the family dog. Do you accept that answer, or do you want to give us a different one?
I accept that answer.
You accept that answer? Well, let's see. Our number three answer apparently is the rabbit.
Aww.
Our number two answer was the cat. How many cats are in here? Aaron, I see you. Alright. So if that's our third answer, and that's our second answer, I wonder what number one could be. Well, the number one answer, believe it or not, is the dog. You will get a prize of $15 for getting all the questions right and winning the round for this one game.
So, with that said, I'd like to thank the both of you for playing. So I need two new contestants to come up. Damn, okay, everyone put your hands down. I saw everyone went up at the same time. Everyone calm down. One, two, no. Stop. Arm down.
None of that.
One, two, three. I saw you,
damn.
Ginny, come up, and I saw you. Come up. Yes, you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, Ford, let's do this.
Well,
we need no panelists at all?
So, if any of you want to stay, you can. Otherwise, you can join the audience in hopes that you'll join our third game.
I'll stay.
I'll stay.
You're all good? Alrighty then. Alright, this is game number two. We'd like to introduce...
Hi, I'm Jenny. Go by she, they, and I'm a cat rabbit.
So, she, they, Jenny, and they're a cabot. And we have...
Hello, I'm Wolfbird. I go by he, they, and I'm a wolf with purple.
So we have a wolf versus a cabot. I wonder how that's going to play out. One of them is technically predator, the other is technically prey. Alright, so back to our general questions. When you guys are ready, let me know and I'll be started. Alrighty. So our first question for our game two will be, Disney has created so many lovable characters over the... Oh yeah, hold on a second. Did all of you get any papers? Or was it just... So glad that I stopped myself.
I didn't do bad answers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we also need the buzzer too. Get wrong or a
dean. Oh yeah.
You forgot that.
No, I still have some crap. We're gonna be fantastic.
Thank you, finally. Now I can read the next question.
Yes. In fact, if you're wondering if you can help out, what is it called, Kim?
Sure, if you want to.
Lovely assistant.
He's been helping me out all weekend. So it's the person that helped me win Family Feud yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyways, so with that being said, Disney has created so many lovely characters over the years. Though I never thought I'd see the day where I'd see them use a blank. It's such an odd animal choice, yet a lot of people seem to love it. So, which one of you want to take this question first? Is it Ginny or Wolfblood?
As for clarification, is it this on an actual character or like what we would expect if we're making it up?
Any animal that you wouldn't expect to use. Maybe
I guess
be
I can. I'll do it then. There's no
question. Alright, you agree with this? Alright, so this is Ginny's question.
I'm just gonna think about that.
So, are you guys ready? 3, 2, and 1. Okay, phone. And when you guys are done, just let me know. I'll just stop the music right then and there. Y'all good? Alright. So, Disney has created so many lovely characters over the years, though I never thought I'd see the day where I'd see them use a blank. What is the blank?
The blank being, I'd never see the day they would use a tarantula.
A tarantula?
Oh.
Alright. They never use a tarantula. It's such an odd choice.
Trunks go Disney.
But everyone seems to love tarantulas. Do you agree with this or do you have a different answer?
I have a completely different answer. Like, first off, the tarantula is not Disney. And I was surprised when they used a red panda.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. I love that. How many people saw the movie Red?
I love that. All right,
Chiono.
I swear I wasn't copying, but I also put red panda.
There are a lot of red panda fans in here. There must be a popular species, I suppose.
Wah!
Wah! Team Wah!
Wah! So I'm an insect grub, and I just said bumblebee because they do more for Earth and whatever.
Like
jazz. B-movie ones?
B-movie wasn't Disney, though.
We don't talk about that. And we have a squirrel.
Squirrel?
Squirrel. Which is interesting, because Disney makes really good squirrels.
Squirrel.
Oh, yeah. Squirrel. All right, Cooper, it's down to you. Do you have anything that can help Ginny out?
Unfortunately, I do not. So I only thought of, like, that the most common were either foxes and wolves. So I just put the two of them together and said, wolf.
Oh, I'm so sorry you do not get a point, which means wolf blood. It is up to you. If you can match someone with this
zero
next answer, you only need 1 point, you'll win the game. Move on to our bonus round. Alright, so Disney has created some... Oh, God, I'm reading this. Please, Ethan. I heard that Hershey is hosting a new flavor contest. I personally think blank would make a great flavor to add to their brand.
Family friendly.
The exciting new flavor that Hershey's adding to their lineup is toe beans.
Interesting flavor. I haven't tried it yet. What about you,
Chino? This might be more like an unpopular flavor, but I said Uncle Kage's 10 a.m. glass of wine.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
What about you?
I mean, I feel like we've all done this as a kid. For smelling markers, like we ate them. So.
Markers.
Okay.
Wait, thank you.
What about
this?
The cousin of cheesecake? Can you take an answer about that?
No,
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna accept it. Good try though.
What's that about?
I like pumpkin spice.
Me too.
All right, Cooper, it's down to you. Mm-hmm. Do you have the answer that will win Wolf Blood the game, or will Ginny have a chance?
I think Ginny will have a chance. I know nobody's gonna agree with me on this when I say this flavor, but for some reason I said chili pepper.
Chili pepper.
Spicy chocolate is a thing.
Maybe just once while trying it.
No, Ryan, you matched your answers, so it's first person to score wins again. So we're gonna go back to Ginny. And one of the last questions I have on this paper before I start going to my bonus questions is actually a dumb Donald question.
So I hope
you guys know what to do with this one.
It's not the same one as before.
Yes. Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
You guys are awesome. Dumb Donald is so dumb. He once thought a kaiju was a type of blank.
instead of a giant titan monster. Again, he once thought a kaiju was a blank instead of a giant titan monster. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you got there, you ruined the slides. How dare you?
You think you got this?
Oh, or not, but I'm so mad. I'm just gonna attempt it anyway.
We'll see.
I like winging it.
Alright. Alrighty.
Wait, I wasn't done yet.
You're not done yet? Alright, let's hurry up. I'm about to ask again. And Jeannie's about to give her answer. Alright, so Dumb Donald is so dumb. He once thought a kaiju was a type of...
Is a type of food.
A type of food.
Oh, I'll take it in my head.
That's interesting. Alright, let's see if any of our panelists agree with you about that food answer. I honestly thought tiny was a food as well once. Alright, so, pre-cooked, what do you got?
Dumb Donald thought a kaiju was a giant rabbi.
Oh! Put a T in there, it might be a rabbit.
No.
Alright. What about you, Gino?
I'm sorry, Jenny, I almost said some kind of food, but then I ended up going with... New closed persona species.
This question kind of confused me, so I didn't really think of an answer, but I just said Jomama.
Jomama! Alright, so now we come down to a T-Rex. That's technically a kaiju, right? Alright, Cooper. It's down to you. What did you choose?
Well, Dumb Donald was so dumb, he thought a kaiju was something like a kigu.
Alright, this goes back to Wolf Blood, and this is round is taking a lot longer than I thought it would.
I didn't know what that was. I think what
you're not covered.